Real estate prices in Saratoga Springs have soared over the last several years. The cost of a one-bedroom apartment alone has jumped 78% since 2014. As the city becomes a more expensive place to live, the debate over how to address homelessness has continued. Now, a new campaign is being launched to bring the community together towards solutions. A Spa City native and national expert on homelessness, Aaron Healy is working with Shelters of Saratoga and the Presbyterian New England Congregational Church on the Saratoga Collaborative to End Homelessness. Healy told me that addressing homelessness should focus on prevention as much as providing housing. For a city that has seen a boom in multifamily development, I asked her opinion of inclusionary zoning when a portion of units are reserved for middle and lower income families.
Anytime you have affordable housing or workforce housing or wherever, if you're setting it so that people who are making minimum or close to minimum wage can afford to live there, you're preventing homelessness. You know, I see that as prevention.
When we're talking about a campaign to end homelessness, is a lot of this educating the public or getting the public more on board and more supportive of strategies to do that? We had, as I'm sure you're aware, when Shelters of Saratoga was pursuing an emergency code blue shelter on its property over on Walworth Street a couple of years ago, that was met with opposition from some neighbors and eventually went to court.
Yeah, I do. And I know that was a really painful issue and a sort of ongoing issue, or it's one that went on for a few years. I think that it is an education piece in sort of telescoping out to the larger systemic view. Nobody who was trying to build Code Blue thought that was the ultimate or best solution. It was just a critical response that was needed so people didn't die during the winter, right? So I think educating people that this is part of a larger strategy, and we're not just saying we're going to deal with homelessness by building emergency shelters through different residential areas. But I think if you understand that we have a bigger plan, and part of this collaborative, I think, is hope bringing some of the folks who were part of resistance to the idea of a Code Blue, bringing them to be part of the solution, and seeing that there's a longer term solution. So maybe you need something that is immediate housing for people who say, okay, yes, I want to come inside, and, you know, figure out where that's going to be. But if you know that that's part of a spectrum that includes services and support, so you can get them into stable housing as quickly as possible, and basically that there's an end game, then I think that that kind of facility makes more sense. And I feel like what's missing in Saratoga is a place where people could stay 24/7. They didn't have to leave during the day and then come back at night. That was purposely designed so people could be there and be there during the day to get meals, take care of basic hygiene, and do things that help them advance their lives toward housing, job stuff, mental health services, some sort of one-stop navigation center that would reduce that kind of march through downtown and sort of finding where to be during the day until you can line up for shelter.
Is your campaign doing any sort of community outreach right now? Can people sign up?
Right now, we're getting together the sprint team, so the design and leadership teams, and those are the design team is purposely small to try to. It's easier to get things done with a small team that are very familiar with how the outreach system works now. But the website, we don't have it up yet because we don't want to waste people's time. But we probably will have a way to get involved, volunteer, etc. Once we figure out, you know, precisely what those needs are. I don't want people to sign up for volunteer and then never be contacted. I think that's disrespectful. So if people want to get involved, the best thing to do is sign up on the email list on the website, endhomelessnesssaratoga.org. And then we'll have them, they'll be able to follow what we're doing. And then when we are ready to kind of say, hey, we need volunteers for this or that, which very well may happen during the sprint, we will be able to reach out to them.